The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gau Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gau Media station. Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
All right, are we ready, boys?
Oh, boy, that does not smell good.
Cheers to happy hour. Let's go, baby.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, it's one of the worst. Ugh. That doesn't taste...
It tastes like
oh, it's dead.
That tastes like black licorice.
Yeah.
It tastes straight up
black licorice.
Ugh. Craig Way, the voice of the Texas Longhorns. Craig, listen, there was a lot of doubt about whether this season was even going to happen or not, but Texas off to a good start last week, at least on the field, right?
Yeah, and fortunately for Texas, you know, once they got back into fall camp workouts, they went the entire month of August and up to this point in September without a positive COVID case. So it worked out well.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. Or get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message, Aaron will read it. Twitter at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at A.J. is the real. At Aaron is Blitz, at Degenerates 975. You can also text the show, you know the number for that. And if you missed the first 2 hours, you missed happy hour, which was disgusting and fun. You missed a lot of sports talk in the last hour and weather talk. We had Eric Berger on talk about the pending storm. Craig Way talked a little Longhorns with us. And all available on podcastarena.com. And I hate the fact that I snapped sober here on the last break.
Yeah, I mean, but that's always a good thing because you got to go home.
Well, I know, but it was just, it was like coming out of hyperspace because I was feeling all nice and serene and relaxed. And now I'm kind of like... Oh, that's all gone.
Yeah.
Hey, I got to tell you about this. We've all been waiting for this. NBA 2K21 is out now. NBA 2K21, everything is game. NBA 2K21 features cover star Damian Lillard on the Standard Edition and on the Mamba Forever Edition, the legendary Kobe Bryant. There's a whole new My Career story, a new beachside neighborhood, and a refined My Team experience. This year, my players will start in high school, then go on to one of 10 officially licensed colleges, and then on to NBA stardom. My Team this year gives you new ways to play, earn, and craft. Build your own dream team. NBA 2K21 is a celebration of every part of basketball culture, the game, the clothes, the music. Explore an all-new beachside neighborhood in NBA 2K21 and live out your best life in an action-packed basketball community. NBA 2K21, everything is game. Out now on Xbox One, PS4, Nintendo Switch, PC, and Stadia. Rated E for everyone. I got mine. For Xbox. So, all right, we're going to zip through the NFL lines pretty quickly here. At least some of them. If deserves more conversation, then we'll split it up. But start off with Rams and Eagles. Right now on my bookie is a pick 'em. I think I'm on Eagle here. And I think the overreaction to them collapsing against Washington last week, Rams coming off a Sunday night game where they prepared very well for the Cowboys. I think now going and playing a noon game on a shorter week, slightly shorter week because of the Sunday night game, I think you're going to see a better effort out of the Eagles. I think we're going to see a lot of teams play significantly better. I think the Eagles are one of them. I'm taking the Eagles here. This is a play for me.
I think a lot of it depends on the health of the Eagles' offensive line because clearly that was a catalyst to the issues that they had last week. Because if they're still banged up, the Rams are going to destroy them. That defensive front for the Rams is so good that if you're not showing up with bodies, then you're in trouble. I've seen so far, it looks like the Rams or like the Eagles are going to be fairly healthy, or at least they're going to start out fairly healthy on the line. It's not a play for me. I lean to the Eagles, but I don't feel great about it. I like the Eagles as a tease piece, getting them up over 7, but other than that, I'm out on that game.
I think sometimes you just have to hold your nose. Because you don't have that much faith in the team. I just think this situation really favors the Eagles. Panthers are now +8.5 against Tampa. I bet this at Carolina +9.5. I still feel pretty good outside of a touchdown. But Yeah, I think Tampa still, well, I think they're going to be better than I thought they were going to be. People are still treating them like they're the Patriots. And this Panthers team is not that bad. Game number two for Matt Rhule. I think you'll see some better play out of the Panthers, who didn't play badly last week. I mean, you know, I think Las Vegas is a little better than they are right now, but I don't think Tampa's 8.5 points better than Carolina.
I don't either, but my play on this game is on the under. I think that the game's kind of held down. Tom Brady's moving. He's working slow. He's letting the clock grind down, which I think is smart. You talk about Godwin in concussion protocol. Evans questionable.
And even if he plays, he did not look right last week.
Right. One of the things that kind of keeps me from wanting to bet Carolina as a side is look at the games last season. Probably Christian McCaffrey's two worst games came against Tampa. They did a really good job of basically shutting him down, both running and catching the ball. And that's what they're trying to do, is take away that one piece and make you beat him with something else. And the rest of Carolina's offense, let's face it, not anything to write home about. So I worry that if he gets taken away, that their offense just dies on the vine. That's why I end up liking the under more than I like the side. But if I had to play a side, it's fade Tampa. That's what it's going to be probably right. Most of the year.
Denver +7 at Pittsburgh. I got no real feel for this game at all. If you're having to pick an elite in a pool, I would probably take Pittsburgh, but I don't feel great about it. I think they're the better team. And I think they win the football game. I just think 7 is the right number.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of 7.5s too. It's a no play for me. Lean on Pittsburgh just because I think they're that much better, and I don't trust Drew Locke on the road.
Falcons, Cowboys. Falcons getting 4 at Dallas. I'm more interested in the over 53.5 here.
Same.
I think that's going to be easy money. I'm kind of done with the Falcons. And
after 1 week?
I mean, after all last year. I mean, they burned me so many times last year. And after 1 week, yes. But I'm not playing the side. I would take Cowboys -4, though, and feel pretty good about it. I think they bounce back with a big effort. And the Falcons won't be able to stop them because their defense is worse than the Texans.
I lean Cowboys, but I'm with you on the over. I like the over in that game. I think a lot of points scored. You know, neither one of these teams playing a defense like they saw last week. So I think we see some big numbers.
49ers -7.5 at Jets. Boy, everything tells me to take the Jets here, but I can't. They're so awful. Probably lean under 41.5.
Under 41.5 is the play for me. I lean to the Jets too, but I'm like you. No one's in a hurry to put money on the New York Jets. That's a really uncomfortable feeling.
Yeah, well, we talk about sometimes you have to hold your nose. I think you have to hold your nose and your neighbor's nose and everybody else.
They're certainly the hold your nose play for the week, but San Francisco, just no bodies. And if you're not healthy and you're not a real deep offense to begin with, you know where do you go? And I think it's the under. I think they're going to try and run the ball a lot. They've got Frank Gore out there, who's like a million years old for the Jets. He's going to be running a lot. It just seems like the clock's going to be moving the entire game. Two quarterbacks that I'm not super crazy about, so I like the under in that game quite a bit.
Bills -6 at Dolphins. To me, everything's trying to tell me to take the Dolphins. I can't do it. I think the Bills are just a better football team. I think something you brought up earlier in the week, Josh Allen is going to be able to run the ball the way Cam Newton did. I think the Bills win the football game. I'm not going to play it. If I had to take a side, it'd be the Bills. But there's a lot that makes me want to take the Dolphins here. I just can't do it.
Exact same boat for me. Not a play. If I had to play a side, it'd be the Bills. Josh Allen's had some real success against that Dolphins team. And reminds me a lot of what the Dolphins saw last week and struggled with Cam Newton running the ball. I think Josh Allen's going to have a big game again. I think if he's on your fantasy team, you may want to have him in this week. But I you're right. There's a lot of things that say that it seems like a square play to take the Bills here. It's going to be a pass for me on the game. But if I had to play it in a contest, it's Buffalo.
Minnesota +3 at Indy. I'm going against Jerry Bow on this one because he loves the Colts. I am playing the Vikings, and I have several reasons for that. But I'm, for one thing, getting points. I think these two teams are very similar. The Vikings secondary was terrible last week. I think they'll be better this week. They just looked unprepared and not ready for what Aaron Rodgers and the Packers were doing. And same thing with the Colts. They didn't look ready for the Jaguars either. But when it comes down to it, I mean, Kirk Cousins and Philip Rivers are the same guy. And I'm getting 3 points. I think if you had bet this game last week, the Vikings are probably favored going in here. So I think it's a little bit of an overreaction to week one. Give me the Vikings plus three. And also, how about this? Give me Vikings money line plus 135.
You're going against me too on this one. I like the Colts here. I think that what it really boils down to is what I saw last week watching especially once I saw the all 22 on the Vikings is they suck on the defensive front. The reason why Aaron Rodgers had so much success is because he had a clean pocket all game. Now, the Indianapolis Colts show up with probably the best offensive line in football.
I didn't look that good last week, though.
They kind of did until they melt at the end. There's a couple games where it looks like things are going well, and then they just collapse at the end. The Bears is another example of a team that kind of took advantage of a team collapsing at the end. But the Colts seemed like the better team for most of that game. I'm not panicking over that. It does look like a bad loss, certainly. I think they dominate on both fronts. The Colts secondary is bad, though. That does concern me a little bit. I think the Colts have to change their mindset. They've got to go away from having Phillip Rivers throw the ball 50-something times. If they're not willing to run the ball, you're probably going to end up right on this. They've got to run the ball. They have to. Otherwise, just like the Bengals last night, Joe Burrow throwing 61 times is not a recipe for success.
No.
You're going to win zero games doing this. And Phillip Rivers, at this point in his career, throwing the ball 50-plus times, it's not the right recipe. If you got Patrick Mahomes, you can do that. Phillip Rivers isn't Patrick Mahomes at this point. You've got to establish a run.
But I think they do it. Everything you just said also applies to the Vikings. If they establish Dalvin Cook as opposed to let's have Kirk Cousins throw the ball a bunch, which, I mean, he didn't throw a lot last week until second half.
Yeah, they were in a shootout game.
Yeah, they had no choice. But I think, I think they'll be able to run the football better. I think they're one of the teams that, as I was watching them, looked like they needed preseason. And that game was a preseason game for them. And I feel the same way about the Colts. But in the end, I think the Vikings will be a better football team. And I think if they both come back and play better this week, I'm loving getting 3 points with the Vikings. And we'll see.
We will. I think maybe you might be saying next week that I'm done with the Vikings. Because what I saw of them week one on film is pretty atrocious.
It is, but I also saw some things that they did that I was more impressed with than what the Colts did against a much inferior opponent to the Packers.
Yep.
Not to go to the class thing, but from a class perspective, the Vikings played a better team than what the Colts did, and they both did not look good. All right. I have to tell you where you can bet all this stuff. My bookie. All those odds just came from my bookie, and all the ones that we'll do in a little bit, all from my bookie. And, man, it's the best place to play. And not just football. They got you covered on everything. They got you on college football. They got you on the NBA, NHL, you name it. But NFL, man, football's here. You want that Saturday morning soccer? They got that, too. And whatever you want to play, you want parlays, you want teasers, you want live betting, they got you covered. Totals, everything. It's all on MyBookie. And when you win, they pay. MyBookie.ag is easy. You win, you bet you win, they pay. That simple. And now's the time to do it. Easy deposits and withdrawals, tons of options to get in on the action. And if you join today, MyBookie's going to match your first deposit 100%. Just enter promo code RADIO when signing up. That's promo code RADIO, and they will match your first deposit 100%. And you want to get in on any of the college football, you want to get in on any of these bets that we've talked about, this is the place to do it. MyBookie.ag, you bet, you win, they pay. MyBookie.
Listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
All right, we are back on The Blitz. I'm supposed to have an interview with Danny Roman, former WBA, former IBF super bantamweight champion. Should be calling in pretty soon. He's on the Charlo card coming up here. We were doing some NFL stuff. We'll finish off the NFL games on the other side. But that, speaking of that Charlo card, both Charlo brothers, and it looked like they're both in for kind of a fight. You're not talking about a bunch of minus 1,000 odds this card, and it should be a pretty good card. And you consider you get both those guys on the same card for $75, which is basically what it costs for any pay-per-view. You're getting two pay-per-view quality fighters on that card. Seems like a pretty good deal to me. So may want to look into that if you are a fan of boxing, as I, of course, am.
You like seeing two guys beat the living crap out of each other.
Yep, and of course, you also get free this weekend UFC fights. You get Colby Covington versus Tyron Woodley, Nico Price, Donald Cerrone, Ryan Spann, friend of the show, Ryan Spann against Johnny Walker. So some really good fights, and my boy Shamaev, who's just a monster, and should have his way once again if things go as expected. So some fun combat sports coming up. You got a week for the boxing. We're not quite there yet, but the fights coming up, the UFC fights coming up this weekend. The college football slate, Fred and I have talked about it a little bit. I'll be totally honest. I don't love a lot of the college football on the card this weekend. There's not a lot of games that jump out to me and scream value. I think I made two or three plays for the entire week. One of the games that I liked, the UH-Baylor game, canceled. So no play there. It's not a card that I'm super crazy about one way or the other. I do love the NFL this week as we got into it. So some worthwhile looks on the NFL, I think. There's still value on these lines. Whereas college, there's just so many variables, and we're seeing it already. We're seeing teams drop out the day before. What happens if one of these teams tomorrow has five COVID cases? It seems like a crapshoot. Maybe I'll be more into it when we've got the better matchups. When next week we should start having some SEC. We'll start seeing some of the big boys playing. Maybe we're into it a little bit more. But for right now, I'm not crazy on college football. And a lot of people have been saying, and there's people who do believe they see value in these lines. I one of my buddies is like, I'm still betting hard against Navy until they prove me wrong. And I was like, all right, well, now Navy's been practicing. Now they've been hitting, and they've got a game under their belt. There's just a lot of stuff that I don't know. I don't know how long it takes. I don't know how long it takes to get into a midseason rhythm. I do know so far the teams that have practiced more in the spring, practiced more leading up to the season, they've had much more success than the teams that didn't practice at all. And that was evident with the Big 12 who didn't go through spring practices. They all got housed. So that should tell you something. Take a look at it. Take a look at how these teams have practiced. Take a look at who's had, if you've had games to this point, you probably feel better about it. I feel better about teams that have played than teams that haven't, because those teams that haven't played, well, they've got some figuring out to do. But also, let's not just look at one game and think that you know everything about a team. I especially in college football, I don't think you're going to be able to do that. I really don't. So there's games this week, but none that I'm going crazy on for sure.
Over on SMU North Texas. That's my one.
I like that too.
That's my one play.
I like Western Kentucky.
I guess our guest didn't show up, huh?
No, he did not.
Oh, apologize for that.
Well, that's all right.
I would have hung around.
I know you were pooping. That's
Yeah, that's what everybody thinks, yes. I've mentioned this before. I'm being really cautious both on NFL and college football here early because, I mean, especially some of these college teams, some are just way more prepared. And I did like Houston a lot against Baylor. I actually made a really big bet on that at 7.5, and it came down to 4. But because a lot of the things that Brad talked about, they had spring practice, they've got all these guys back. Baylor's got a new coach. They've got there were so many reasons to play UH there. So I'm kind of bummed. Well, I'm bummed for two reasons. I'm bummed because I was planning to go and go to one of my favorite watering holes and just sit there and chill and watch the game outside on a beautiful day.
And Granada was planning on a trip to Waco.
Nah, I wouldn't do that. That's communism.
That's crazy.
Yeah. But
so unless you're going to stop at Chip and Joanne's place, then it's worthwhile, right?
They got good food.
Yeah, but who's going to go there on a Saturday? That's a bad call.
Yeah.
They're taking reservations now, so you basically put your name on the list, then you walk up, you don't have a wait, you go straight to your table and eat. So
I honestly didn't even know it was a restaurant. I thought they sold stuff for your house.
They do that too. Hmm. They have a restaurant. They have a bakery. They opened a coffee shop recently.
It's basically it's a mint. It's a place for them to print money is what it is.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, they took over that town.
That's crazy.
Not hard to take over Waco.
Well, I read Chip Gaines.
David Koresh did it.
Yeah. He did. He tried.
Not successfully.
I mean, he lost, but he owned it for a while.
It was good for a while. It was good while it lasted.
I think they're going to have a longer run.
Probably. I hope they end as violently, though. Whenever it does come to an end, I hope it's the same results.
I mean, I spent my entire flight from Denver or to Denver and back reading Chip Gaines' book, which I got last Christmas.
So this isn't a wife thing. You're into this thing.
I like them as people.
Do you watch the TV show?
I did when it was on.
It's not on anymore?
So they only did 5 seasons.
How'd they remain famous after they got off TV?
Because they're very good at what they do. And he's a very good businessman. And when the show started going, or when they knew that the show was going to come to an end, Target and another retailer came to him and said, can we put your label on this stuff we want to sell? And they said, sure. And now they're getting their own network I think they partnered up with the parent company that owns HGTV, gave them their own network. So their show is going to come back eventually.
Interesting.
It's just hard for me to get into that kind of stuff. I don't think I care very. I don't know. I don't care about a lot of stuff, though.
He seems like a guy I'd love to drink beer with and just hang out.
Well, you probably could. You're famous. Just call him and tell him, hey, man, I'm coming to Waco. I want to drink beer with you. I'll have to bring it because you can't buy beer in Waco. But, you know.
That's not true anymore, is it?
I don't know. I haven't been in so long.
It's not true. I bought beer a couple months ago when I was there.
All right.
It'll be a disaster.
We'll do the rest of the lines next segment, but your thoughts on the game last night, other than the ridiculous backdoor cover and it was so funny because like everybody's on the Bengals was like, I told you. It's like, dude, you were not on the right side of that. It worked out. That happens sometimes. And yeah, I was on the other side and I feel like I was on the right side. I was on the team that was supposed to cover and they didn't. But I do think
on the Bengals Browns.
Yeah. Yeah. I had Browns -6, but I'll say this, if you're asking me whose stock I'm buying long-term, I'm taking Jose Burrow over Baker Mayfield.
Joe Burrow, I feel like I should address it because last week I said he didn't look like a professional quarterback, and I stand by that. I mean, he had one good drive at the end of the game, and other than that, he looked really lost. He looked like a one-read quarterback. He did a much better job last night of getting to his second, his third reads.
While under pressure.
Under constant pressure, which he's going to be.
Yeah, their offensive line blows.
But really, what I still kind of stand by is that the Bengals are doing him no favors long-term by having him out there right now. Because the Bengals aren't equipped to compete right now.
No.
He got no preseason. They just kind of threw him into the fire. He's under pressure constantly. You know, he's getting sacked a bunch. He had that sack fumble basically when they were backed up to the end zone last night. They're going to get him beat up or hurt or something.
Or they're just going to ruin him because we see that all the time with young quarterbacks, David Carr and David Klingler and guys like that.
He's so mentally tough, and that's what everybody's go-to is, that he can just – listen, you don't know what it's like just getting wrecked week in and week out on the NFL field. You can be mentally tough, and it can still ruin you because now you go from being a guy who goes through your progressions to like, oh, my God, I've got to get the ball out immediately so I don't get sacked.
Right.
And – while, yes, like I said, he was better last night than he's been. Was he better than Baker Mayfield? You can look at their stats and you'll say, oh, more yards, you know, three touchdowns, no picks to Baker's two touchdowns and a pick. If you watch that game, Baker Mayfield looks better right now than Joe Burrow.
Nah, see, I disagree. I think Baker Mayfield looks better because Nick Chubb and Kareem Hunt.
That's my point. This isn't about the players. It's about what the teams are doing with the players. The Browns realize they've got a young quarterback, so they're not throwing the whole entire game on him. I said last night they're going to run Nick Chubb into the ground. What'd they do? 22 carries, 120-something yards.
But
now,
see, now
the Bengals paid Joe Mixon like he's a 1A running back.
And he's not.
He's close to it. He's good.
He's okay. He's better than average.
He's a top 10 running back in the league.
Okay. If he is, he's at the very back end.
You're the guy who
10.
Said he was never going to make it anyway, though. You're still down on him. Because when he got drafted and I was high on him, you didn't like him.
No, and I still don't like him, and I still don't think he's as good as you do.
Okay.
And I'm not, you know, I've seen nothing to change my opinion of that. He's a good running back. There's a lot of guys I'd rather have.
Okay, well.
Including both the guys on the Browns.
Well, what I will say is, you handing the ball Joe Mixon 15 times a game while Joe Burrow throws it 60 it's not going to help you get better. It's not going to do anything for you long term. It's going to stunt the growth of that quarterback, which is kind of unfortunate.
Well, the problem is, you know, Mixon only got the ball 15 times because they couldn't run the ball against the Browns front, and then you have to drop back and throw the ball 60 plus times against a front that's coming after you. I think Burrow looked as good as he could look considering. But you're going to see, and by the way, the Browns are by far nowhere near the best team the Bengals are going to be playing.
No.
And I think it's going to be a rough season. I think the kid can play. I think he's better than Baker Mayfield. I think he will be better than Baker Mayfield.
Right now, he's not better than Baker Mayfield.
I think he is. I do.
Oh, okay. Not me. That's not saying, not to like rub Baker Mayfield off either, because he's not great. But right now, he's further along.
But, I mean, he's 3 years in, and to me, I would rather have Joe Burrow quarterbacking my team. Like, if you put Burrow on the Browns right now, I think they're a better team.
If you told me pick the future of which one of these guys, it's certainly Joe Burrow. But if you told me pick who's going to have a better 2020, it's Baker Mayfield.
Well, based on the teams, but if you put Burrow on the Browns, who has a better year?
Let's not act like the Browns are some juggernaut either.
They're better than the Bengals.
They are.
He's got better weapons. He's got better running backs. I don't know if he has better receivers. I do like the Bengals receivers. But, and I don't know if Beckham is a plus or a minus right now.
He's a plus last night.
He was last night. But, I mean, that's. Week before, it goes back to what minus. I was saying yesterday, though. They're a front running team. And if they, you know, if they get a team that they can beat up on like that, then frankly, they should have won the game by more than they did. But when they get against a team that's going to punch them in the mouth, then they're going to fall down on the ground. And Baker Mayfield's going to go back to looking like a tool. All right, quick break. We'll be right back. And, we'll do the rest of the games. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
At ESPN 97.5, we wear Boomer Naturals masks because they have three-layer nano silver protection. Order now at BoomerNaturals.com and use promo code ESPN Houston for 20% off. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. All right, a few games we haven't gotten to yet, so let's blast through those. Lions plus 6.5 at Packer. I like the Lions a lot. This is a play for me. I kind of thought the line might be a little higher because of the way the Packers played last week. But the Lions should have won that football game. And if they're coming off a win, it's probably 3.5. And you brought this up last week, how well they played when Matt Stafford's been healthy. They don't get blown out. I like the Lions here.
I lean the Lions. I love the over. The Lions still have – they're unlikely to have their top three cornerbacks if Aaron Rodgers does anywhere close to what he did last week against a bad – you know, a I won't say a bad Viking secondary.
They just weren't prepared.
I think Xavier Rhodes is washed also.
Yeah, I do think so. There were people were arguing me that he was better than Jalen Ramsey a couple years ago. No.
Well, a couple years ago is different story.
I think you can make that argument then. You can't.
Now there's no argument. But I think Stafford's going to put up his numbers. And even if they get behind, he's going to keep putting up numbers. That's what Stafford does. He's the king of empty numbers. So I think over is probably the safest bet.
Giants +5.5 at Bears. I know you like the Giants. I like the Giants.
Love the Giants.
Yeah.
I think we've talked about it already, but I do love the Giants.
Jaguars down to +7.5 at Tennessee. I got it at +9. I think the Jaguars, I don't think they get blown out here. I don't think they win, but, man, 9 points, and now even outside a touchdown, I like Jacksonville.
Titans aren't a team that I'm willing to give up a lot of points with. They're kind of like Buffalo. They're a team that they're going to win. But they'll win ugly a lot of times, and I could see them just running over Jacksonville. Tennessee seems like a good tease piece to me. You can get it down to 1.5.
Yeah,
but I want no part of the Titans -7.5. That doesn't even equate with me. But I also am not willing to bet the Jags coming off a win.
Yeah, it's just they always seem to play the Titans well, and I do like them. When I got 9, I was like, I got to take the 9. Washington FC +7 against Arizona. No play for me, but I'd probably lean Cardinals, but it's hard for me to give up 7 points with this team, especially since, again, you're coming off a big win. I think they're good. I don't think they're that good. And Washington's defense has potential, so probably staying away from this. Might lean under 46.5, though.
It's a stay away for me. I lean Arizona, but I don't want to play them. Seems like the square side.
Yeah, Ravens are now -7.5. I hammered them at 6.5 against your Texans inside a touchdown. I don't even mind 7.5 because I don't think this game's close.
I ended up playing it at 7. I didn't hammer it the way I projected that I would hammer it. I've kind of backed off a little bit, but I do think the Ravens are the only side worth playing.
Yeah, this is a bad matchup for the Texans. It really is. Everything that the Texans struggle with, the Ravens do well. And as much as I'd love to say, hey, I think the Texans have a shot here, they got no shot of winning this football game. And you can save that. And if they do win, you can play that back on Monday and say, Fred, you look stupid. Because I'm not afraid to look stupid. I don't think the Texans have a shot. Chiefs -9 against the Chargers. This is another one that I can't play it at that number. I'd lean Chiefs, but if I had to pick somebody, but I'm not playing that.
I like the under in this game.
Okay.
I
don't mind that either.
I think the Chargers are, you know, they're similar to what they were last year, but they should be that without the turnovers.
Right.
And the Chargers, you know, I was always looking for the Chargers as an under team because Phillip Rivers is a guy who takes the clock down to 1 and then snaps it every play. That's just what he always did. Tyrod Taylor, they're in no rush, and a lot of it's the coaching. They don't want you to be in a rush. They're going to run a lot with Austin Ekeler. And Tyrod Taylor should be, like I said, Phillip Rivers minus the interceptions. He's going to play it a lot more safe. And I think that the Chiefs, who, by the way, the Chargers have played the Chiefs well the last season. When everybody else is getting their doors blown off by the Chiefs, the Chargers gave them some good games. So I think unders decide here.
I'm with you on that. Patriots +4 at Seahawks. This is probably a pass for me. I mean, I think the number should be 3, but I don't trust the Patriots enough to take the 4.
Man, you give me Russell Wilson in primetime, I'm almost blind betting it. You go look at his record on Sunday night and Monday night, and the guy is just a machine. Now, that said, so is Belichick.
Right.
But
we don't know what...
We don't know what Belichick is without Brady. So, right. To me, if I don't have a great feel on this game, from my power rating standpoint, it's about right.
Yeah.
But there's zero chance I'm betting against Russell Wilson in primetime.
Yeah, I'm just not playing it. Saints -6 against the Raiders. I saw Michael Thomas.
It's Monday night, right?
Yes, Monday night. Michael Thomas actually practiced, so he may wind up playing in that game. I think if he doesn't, I like Raiders +6. And if not, I'm passing on it.
I think I like the Raiders +6 anyway. It's not a strong play for me, but that's the way I'm looking right now.
Well, we'll see how I do on Sunday as to whether or not I'll...
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you got a bankroll or not.
Exactly.
Hey, a little breaking news.
Yeah.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
Wow.
87 years old. Died of cancer. So, not great for if you're on the Democrat side.
Yeah.
Although, although I will say that makes this election all the more important, because who was the Supreme Court justice that died?
Scalia.
Yeah, Scalia. At the end of Obama's term, and they wouldn't let him appoint a new one. They waited until the new president was elected. I'm assuming it's going to be the same way here.
Oh no, that's not going to happen.
I think it might. Because they were able to. Well, I don't know. That's how it should be, though.
It should be.
And if Trump wins the election, which do you still think is a lock?
Yeah, I do.
Then
more so than ever, actually.
Then
I actually bet a ticket on it.
Then this is an even more important election, because another Republican appointee to the Supreme Court justice. Now that, like, we make a big deal about who the president is. Who's on the Supreme Court is really more important to what's going on in the country.
It is, and it isn't. Because you know what? Conservative or not, most of the time the court makes the right decision. And it really is not as political as... You can put guys on there that you think are going to be a certain way, but I actually have a lot of faith in that group. They make the right call more often than not. They don't do everything right. But... And a lot of times it's not partisan. And you say, oh, I can't believe they did this. And it's a conservative court and they did this, but it's like, well, yeah, but they're also really good legal minds, and you know, I'm less worried about that than everybody else. It's just, if you're on the left, you're gonna panic, because yeah. And Xavier Rhodes is a cult now, by the way.
Oh,
and he still sucks.
Also washed.
Yeah, also still sucks as a cult, I might add. Anyway,
right. Maybe that's why when I was looking at the Colts Vikings, that's who I was looking at his film. So, yeah, sorry, I misspoke.
It's all right, happens. All right, we got one segment left in the show. We'll do a little stupid stuff, get the hell out of here, turn it over to Late Hits. P. Crate, Jason Braddock, or is it Jason Braddock and Jerry? I know Jerry Bowe's supposed to be doing something with him.
He is going to help us pick some lines later on in the show.
Crate in, though?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's supposed to be.
Okay. All right. We'll be right back. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Is the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
Hi, I'm Brad Keselowski, driver number 2, Discount Tire Ford Mustang. If there's one thing I've learned after years on the track, it's that having the right amount of pressure in your tires can make or break performance. Properly inflated tires are essential to the health of your car and to keep you driving safely. Check your tire pressure once a month, especially before road trips, or stop by your neighborhood tire retailer for help.
A message from the U.S. Tire Manufacturers Association.
This is Late Hits.
Sean Watson did not get the $45 million. He's only going to get $40 million.
I like it. I said it would be $40 to $42 million. He came in at $40. I like where it came in.
So I went and did some more homework on Mahomes deal, and it really is like $45 million a year. So from $45 million to $40 million, I don't think that's a bad deal. Plus, it's only 4 years. It's not 10 years. He's not locked in.
Late Hits, weeknights from 7 to 9 on ESPN 97.5. You are listening to The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 92.5.
Live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. And here's another thing you guys can feel free to make fun of me for. I love Green Day. Sorry.
They're an iconic punk band.
I freaking love those guys. So, I know. That's another band you like that sucks. I don't care. I like them.
I can understand if you say some of their newer stuff was a pain.
Yeah, I think the last couple albums haven't really done much for me. You know, but 21st Century Breakdown was... American Idiot to me was awesome. There wasn't a bad song on that album, but after that, I haven't been as impressed. But
you still have to respect what they did. I mean, they are literally a pioneering icon pop punk band.
When Masturbation's lost its fun... That's bleeping crazy. Let's do stupid stuff.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
We've said
this week
you had to take a bumpy one-lane road that was an hour long just to get from the hotel to the actual place where they got married in the middle of the mountain, and it was freezing cold.
In the middle of the mountain?
In the middle of the mountain.
Wow, like dwarves?
Like the valley in between the two peaks.
So in the middle of two mountains, not just the middle of one mountain.
Well, I mean, technically there were about three or four different mountains.
Did they get married in Mordor, or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, did they find a bunch of dead dwarves in there?
He actually was an elf for a while.
I'll buy it. What does that mean?
I was just going along with it.
Oh, okay. I thought you were serious.
Now, if you're going to do this, you got to get it right. Dwarves are the one that lives in the mountains.
Yeah, she was the dwarf.
Elves live in the forest, so he lives in the forest.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
He actually grew up in Alaska, so yes, he did.
Stop it.
Well, you're grumpy today.
Make it stop.
Let's, is it Chris?
Chris.
So you're Chris.
Hey, it's Chris, visiting nurse from Rhode Island. How are you guys?
Yeah, we're doing sports, man. What's up?
So, talking about sports, you know, I've been spending a lot of time with family, my grandmother, actually. Actually, not my grandmother. It's Steve from Providence's grandmother, and she's trying to take his inheritance away. I mean, she does some really freaky things, and I'm just there to take advantage of it. So if he's listening, thank you so much. I'm going to enjoy my car that you wanted so much, so he can just rot in hell. Welcome to the dark side.
Fred, I'll let you handle that.
I think we're all confused. You know what? You know what? Somebody brings up a good point. Freezy does. Keyboard cat, please. All right. Good to hear Keyboard Cat again.
I miss him.
832 says, I work at a small hospital. 75% of the nurses are preggo.
Oh.
Ooh, that means 75% of the doctors are going to be paying child support?
Probably so. All right.
LeBron would get ripped.
He would.
So I don't think it's fair to give Leonard a pass here. That doesn't mean he's not great. Doesn't mean he's not clutch. Last night he wasn't. And, yeah, I just don't think he should get a pass for that. But I don't think he was shaving points. I can say that. But he would have used a Harry's razor to do it, right?
Of course. Hello, Willie. Be better.
What's going on, old guys?
What's up?
Hey, what's the deal? I'm hearing old rumor, old Greg Wise might be up for the Rockets job. They say he does a very good job of recruiting the Yates, and he can get some talent to Houston.
Haven't heard that. Boy, well, guess what? There are no more calls going to be taken on our radio show today.
Yep.
That's, you guys have ruined it for everyone.
Yeah. Stupid stuff.
This week. We should probably stop putting bad calls and stupid stuff, because all that does is encourage them. Going for, and that's just my take on it. What do you guys think?
Well, it was stupid. Both of them.
But I don't think they did it like as a goal to make stupid. No. Like, we've had people call in where you know that they are trying to make it. I don't think either of them were trying to make stupid stuff.
Well, they should try harder not to.
Because I filter those out. When I pull the audio at the end of the week, I make sure if it sounded like you were trying to be part of stupid stuff, I immediately delete it.
See, I kind of feel like we say enough stupid stuff on our own. You know, but I can see both sides of it. I do think that those two calls pretty much ended calls for the week.
They did.
Because they were back to back.
Didn't take any more.
Yeah. And as of now, I don't know that we'll, I don't know.
We'll never take calls again.
Well, we might Monday when the Texans lose 47-14.
Is that your prediction?
That's generous.
I think, because they've got some garbage time points, Aaron. That's what they do. I'm going to go 45-21 Ravens.
Oh.
So over and Ravens easy cover.
All right.
Maybe. All right. You know what? I'll be nice because I only made start talking about how AJ's rubbing off on me and I'm completely negative. 35-21.
Okay.
Is that better?
It's reasonable.
Ravens just run the ball the entire fourth quarter with a 21-point lead. The Texans get a scuzzball late touchdown like Jose Burrow did last night to make it a 14-point game.
I'll go 38-23.
Okay, so we're in the ballpark. Aaron, go ahead. Make your prediction.
42-10.
Oh, ooh, yeah, you're throwing it out there.
I think
42-10 Texans, right?
You know what? You put your money on that. You tell me how it works
all
out.
All right, well.
I'm going to go the opposite way.
All right. Mm. Well, good luck with that, pal.
Yeah, and see if the team that's a 7.5-point favorite can actually cover. Yeah, good luck. All right, well, any fun stuff this weekend, guys? Baseball?
My little one has a game. No tournament for my older kid. So that's kind of a free weekend. You can hang out and watch some football.
Yeah, I was really stoked. I was going to get with a bunch of friends and go to the bar and watch UH and Baylor. And now I'm not. So I'm going to find something else to do. We're actually doing a weird thing on Sunday that if it goes well, I'll tell you about Monday. Before the Texans game, of course. All right. Great job, Aaron. Great job, all the drunks from the first hour. Great job, Hoffman, as always. Yeah, it's okay. We'll do it again Monday. Till then, stay Rona free, bitches.
To ESPN 97.5.
I don't blame it, Don.